Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Make Up or Break Up. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be an insta-therapist by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
And I want to emphasize that we have a Northwest couple on hold right now that has voluntarily decided to join the show because they're having some problems. And we got to respect that. I want to welcome to the show Tom from Renton. Good morning, Tom. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning. Hey, guys. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Well, first of all, thank you for reaching out with your Facebook message. All right. So inside of the Facebook message, when I see dude better back off, you know I'm going to click on that.
He's got your number.
And Tom from Renton, you were talking about your girlfriend Sophia's ex-boyfriend. How is the ex, in your opinion, trying to work his way back in?
Well, obviously, you know, they went out for a while and they broke up at some point, hence I'm dating it now, but he had lent her some money for a car repair. It was like $4,300 or something like that. And that was about a year and a half ago. Okay. And she's been paying him $100 every month. But, you know, I just figured that, hey, so what I did is I went and took care of it. I just paid him off. And she's very upset with me because of that.
Okay. How often did old boy, you know, that she owes the money to, how often did he, like, talk to her about, like, what she owes him? Is this something that they, like, always communicated about? Right. Was this kind of an excuse for him to always sort of have her, you know, right on the other end of the cell phone?
Keep her on the leash.
Her on the leash. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hey. It's kind of like that thing that sort of tied them together still.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, if you think about it, if she was paying once a month, you would think that, hey, that text will come once a month. Hey, you know, I got to pay you the $100. But, you know, it was every other day. I'm like, hey, you know, looking forward to seeing you. Just give me the money whenever. Mm-hmm. And you know, things like that. So every other day there's a text or maybe a phone call like once every 2 weeks. You know, are you going to come by to pay me? Do you want me to come to your work? You know, things like that. I'm like, hey, dude, she's paying you once a month, right? That's all you need to know. It's like that once a month. So I just paid him off and she's very upset with that.
You know, old boy's trying to holler.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to holler up. That's exactly what, I mean, I just know dudes.
Maybe he just wants his money. Maybe she's unreliable.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I'll come to your work. I can't wait to see you. I'll come to your work.
To pick up my money.
Sure,
you know,
to pick up my money.
Usually I think you're overreacting on these, but I think you're right. he's definitely trying to keep a foot in the door.
Have you, how long were your girlfriend and her ex together?
About 3 years.
Okay. All right. You know, Sophia is on hold. She's hearing every bit of this right now. She's got her side of the story as well. 833-822-BULL. You can text to 96459. It's makeup or breakup. And I'm going to take a couple more notes, get a few more details, get Sophia's side of the story. And Tom, if you can, real quick, before we get your girlfriend Sophia on the phone, what does that mean, dude better back off?
Just means like stop contacting my girlfriend, you know, like you guys had your time together. It's over. You know, move on, bro.
Yeah. and basically, if you're just tuning in, Tom is having a situation with his girlfriend, Sophia, because Sophia's ex is contacting her constantly talking about the money she owes him. But Tom thinks that communication, that there's a little something more to it. She's been on hold. She's so patient. I want to welcome to the show Sophia from Renton. Hi, Sophia. What's up?
Hi. How's it going?
It is so good. Thank you for this. I know it's got to be awkward. I appreciate you going through the awkwardness. Believe me, I appreciate it. But
yeah, I mean,
is I'm just
airing my dirty laundry. But
if I'm just, you know, on the outside looking in as a dude, there's no doubt in my mind this dude has other plans. It seems like he just wants to communicate. everything you've been hearing on the radio, your thoughts.
I understand. We had like some previous kind of dealings where, you know, we had it all worked out. Like, we actually had a little business, kind of a side hustle that we did together. And so that's kind of why I owe him money in the first place. And I really don't need Tom to get involved because I had it all worked out to be able to pay him back and clear that all out. I guarantee there's nothing going on there.
Well, Sophia, Tom's concern was the number of times that you and the ex were talking, like during a month. It wasn't just once a month payment. So what was the topic of those conversations? Are you talking about anything other than the money, or is there some kind of relationship?
The Tiger King.
I'm trying to follow you.
We had like business dealings. Like we were, you know, we had like a side hustle kind of thing going on where we were like, you know.
So does that business still exist?
Items and things like that. What?
Does that business still exist, or are you still selling things?
No, it doesn't exist. That's why I owe him money, because he upfronted a lot of the money. And so, you know, when we broke up, like that was something that we were like going to figure out. And so that's why he's had to kind of talk to me a lot, because there
was some
things that were still tying up loose ends.
Sophia, it's Fitz. Why can't that be done over like a Facebook message or an email instead
of Venmo?
Why is he texting you and why is he emailing you? I think that's where Tom's like, all right, dude, back off.
Why would Facebook message be any less personal?
I mean, who doesn't text these days? Like, it's just an easy way to communicate. Like, there's nothing going on. Like, I swear to God, like, this is about a business deal. We had some business things that were going on.
Sophia,
I owe him some money from that.
You can't handle the truth.
Let me pay him back. What?
So wait a minute. Tom says you're mad at him for paying the guy back. Why are you mad at him if he took care of it?
Because it's my money. It's what I owe. I don't need somebody to come save the day. I don't need Tom to come pay him back. Like, we had, you know, a working relationship before we even dated, my ex-boyfriend and I. And so, you know, this makes me look like I'm not going to, you know, follow through on what I owe him. So he didn't need to do that.
Well, let me ask you this, Sophia. Do you love Tom? Do you love your boyfriend right now?
Of course.
Okay. So from now on, would you let him handle the whole debt thing with your ex-boyfriend where you don't feel the need to communicate with your ex? Do you feel the need to? Why do you feel the need?
I don't.
Okay.
Because like this is so weird. Like, people talk to their ex-boyfriends and they don't have to be dating them or have something going on. It's just a normal
situation. Not in Fitz's world.
Yeah, there's something up here.
Well,
I mean, something shady about this.
If that's going to be the case, then we have a deeper issue.
There's definitely some. Definitely. I'm not saying, Sophia, it's shady for you, but this guy, he's shady.
Yeah.
He's attempting. I'm not saying that you are trying to do anything in any way. Him, on the other hand, I know dudes. That dude he's a savage.
I mean, he's dating like 5 different girls right now because he tells me about it.
That's not helping.
Okay, listen. Listen. We're going to take this off the air for just a moment. I'm going to put you on hold. As both of you know, Tom and Sophia, we have a therapist in Renton who will give you 2 free appointments to hopefully work this out. Also, please turn up the radio. There's a lot of people calling in right now, a lot of people texting to hopefully help you out. So I appreciate your time so much. Look at these text messages just coming in, phone calls as well. We'll get to those in moments. Drew, go ahead. Get some of those text messages if you don't mind.
Wow. So it says, look, girl, if he's paying your bills, he's a keeper.
That's actually true. We got one here from the 425 that says, Tom thinks the ex is trying to be the controller, but it sounds to me like Tom's the control freak here.
Okay. Don't judge. Let's go to Kyle in Sumner. Good morning, Kyle. Makeup or breakup? What do you think?
Well, I think there's obviously an opportunity to make up. However, I have to side with Tom on this because he's doing the right thing. And I think it's coming down to an issue of her pride getting in the way of working this issue out. He was more than generous enough to give his money to pay off the debt. If it's an issue of paying someone back, all you got to do is pay back your current boyfriend. And that eliminates the communication between you and the ex. That way, your current boyfriend, Tom, feels a little bit more comfortable with your relationship and doesn't have that thing nagging him in the back of his mind, you know, what's going on between you two. And, you know, it's just about respecting one another in the relationship and, you know, giving it the best chance to succeed. So I got to go with Tom on this one. I think she's being a little bit too prideful.
Okay, but Kyle, what do you think about the other guy? Is a man, Kyle, that the ex-boyfriend's motive, what is he trying to do? What, for real?
Oh, he's definitely trying to slide back in.
Thank you.
Yeah. Team Fitz.
Yeah, easy. I mean, if you're talking about just money, like I said, it takes one email, one piece of communication to handle that, you know, per week. You don't need all this stopping by, all this, you know, extra stuff going on. It's unnecessary. And it's not professional.
All right. I want to say good morning to Tracy in Monroe. Makeup or breakup here? What's going on?
Okay. Yeah, of course that guy sided with the dude because this happens all the time. And men always want to ride in on their white horse and rescue, and he should have talked to her first.
Well, I mean, he thought he was doing her a really nice favor. Like, you know, I wouldn't mind if someone helped me out like that. Why would she be mad about him helping her out?
Well, it's just crossing a line. Just, yeah, of course he did it with good intentions, but it's still her business, and it's not like she goes and, you know, cleans up his messes or, I don't know, it just doesn't seem right.
There's just something weird about it.
Yeah, they might as well break up now because they're headed there anyway. Save yourself the trouble.
All right, looking at the text messages coming in, what's everybody saying as far as makeup or breakup today? What's it looking like?
Fitz, this one was actually kind of close. A lot of people don't trust Tom for paying, so it looks like it's 62% breakup. I can't believe everyone's... The guy paid her bills. Why do you want him to break up?
Because he's a control freak.
With money.